Vermont's Democratic governor said Monday that his colleagues across the nation who won't allow Syrian refugees into their states are, quote, stomping on the qualities that make America great, unquote. He added, Syrians are fleeing horrific violence and war, and, quote, we should be asking how we can help, unquote. He said he has faith in an extensive screening process in place for refugees. That puts him at odds with New Hampshire's Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, also running for U.S. Senate, and Massachusetts Republican Charlie Baker. Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program Director Amila Mekjanovich is pleased that the governor and the president are continuing to support refugee resettlement.
The governor reminded us that the U.S. is a world leader in providing protection to people who are in need, and these are the American values.
Burlington City Councilor and State Representative Republican Kurt Wright says in light of Paris and the fact that ISIS appears to have infiltrated the refugee process, the safety and security of the U.S. must come first.
The governor would say that the vetting process is a good one, but there are many who actually would differ with that, including the Director of Homeland Security. So at a time when we know ISIS wants to get over here and commit some of these barbaric atrocities, I think we have got to be very careful who we're letting in here. We're compassionate, but we also need to be compassionate for the safety and security of our residents and the country.
Former Vermont Governor Jim Douglas says it's okay to pause to ensure immigration policies are adequate.
A lot of Americans, including many Vermonters, are concerned about the security of our homeland based on the horrific attacks in Paris and Beirut recently. And they want to be sure that their families and communities are safe. At the same time, Vermont has always been a very welcoming place, but it's certainly fair for governors to express their concern. We've got two states that border Vermont, whose governors have indicated an unwillingness to allow Syrian refugees to come in, so we need to be a part of this discussion.
Islamic Society of Vermont Imam Islam Hassam says Syrians have been suffering for years, and what happened in Paris has nothing to do with the refugee crisis. He says Governor Shumlin is making a wise decision.
The Syrian refugees have been suffering from the war. Their houses were demolished. Their children, not a single family in Syria, I think, except they have a child who's dead, or a daughter, or a parent, or a grandparent. Someone who was lost in the war, and they fled, and they left their country, they left this whole crisis, and they went to seek refuge in a safe place. I think closing the door on them is not something good. No matter where they are going to be located, it doesn't matter as long as they are in a safe place and a better environment.
There are currently no Syrian refugees in Vermont, but there are plans for some to come this year. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.